Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, I'll bet you don't know anything about the York County Livestock Show, because I can assure you I don't, but we've got somebody here who can tell us all about it. This is the young lady by the name of Allison Moses. She is with the association that's putting all this thing on. She is in here because she's a friend of Kelsey McLean, who was supposed to be here, but she had baby duties. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So, as we always do, Allison, tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, a little bit about me. My name is Allison Moses, and I have lived in the area all my life here. So I am a member of the York County Livestock Committee that puts on a nonprofit show each year. So in my side time, spare time, we have a Christmas tree farm, and I grow Christmas trees at Penland Christmas Tree Farm in York. And I have three children and a wonderful husband, and just look forward to the livestock show that we're about to have.
Well, we're going to talk about the livestock show in a bit. I am really intrigued with the Christmas tree farm.
Yes.
Now, give me some background on this. This is something that your mom and dad started?
Yes, I'm second generation. My mom and dad, Steve and Judy Penland, started the farm in 1966 and sold their first tree in 1972. So we have about 100 acres of Christmas trees, and we're a choose-and-cut farm where families come out and choose their own tree and cut them down with the saw that we provide for them. But during their adventure at the farm, we have hay rides, we have a treasure barn, we have s'mores, have all sorts of stuff.
You make a day out of it. That's great.
Yes, you do.
And you love it when it's nice and chilly with a little snow on the ground?
Yeah, that would be nice. Snow, you know, we're okay not with.
But. So now, you were telling me, this is fascinating to me, you have more than just one type of tree. How many?
Yes, sir. We have seven different types of trees.
Seven types? And you grow these trees somehow in a sequence.
Yes.
So that a certain number are ready every year?
Yes, sir. So because if you plant them all at the same time, they're all going to cut, and then it takes a tree 6 to 7 years to grow.
Yeah.
So you have to have your fields planned out correctly. And, you know, sometimes we have hiccups, but we all do. But so each field, we only have certain fields that are open each year. Usually about five fields we have open each year.
All right. And each field has a certain type of tree?
Certain type of tree,
okay.
Yes.
What's the most popular tree?
The most popular tree is the Leland Cypress.
Ah.
We have Leland Cypress, Murray X Cypress, Carolina Sapphires, Blue Ice, Red Cedars, Virginia Pines, White Pines.
My gosh.
We do bring in some pre-cut Fraser firs from the mountains. Not a lot of them, because I like to sell what we grow.
I got you. So it takes a tree about 6 to 7 years to grow.
Yes, sir.
To what height?
What height? About 8 foot.
8 feet.
So.
All right. So you harvest the trees, and you're telling me that you've got 3,000 plus trees that are going, and you're not wholesaling these. Everybody's coming out.
Yes, everyone comes out. We open the Friday after Thanksgiving. It doesn't change. We open Friday after Thanksgiving at 9 a.m. And it's a madhouse, but it's a happy madhouse. Everyone's in the Christmas spirit. They come out, cut it, and then the truck brings it back. We shake and wrap it and drill it for you if you need it, and then off you go.
Isn't that something? All right, so you're harvesting, I mean, more than 3,000 trees.
Yes, sir.
Some trees didn't make it, I'm sure.
Right.
So once you've harvested that field, mm-hmm. you're going to replant it after the season, correct?
Yes, after the season. We usually plant in March.
Right.
So January, February, we are busy taking soil samples, clearing our fields. When I say clearing my fields, I mean we take a loader with a grapple on it and pull up the stumps. And then we disc it and get it ready. We subsoil it, till it, and lay it out. When I say lay it out, I mean lay it out in rows to plant the trees.
So you got a machine that pulls out all these stumps.
Yes, we have a machine that pulls out all the stumps.
Ooh.
But then when it comes to planting, we have strong young men with a post hole digger that digs all the holes, and then we go back and plant the trees.
What do you do with all the stumps?
All the stumps, we have an area down in the farm where we let them decompose.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. That must be quite a pile.
Yes, it is. It's a gully.
It's a gully. I'm just filled up with stumps.
Right.
This is so do people, like, make an appointment to come out there and get a tree?
Or no appointments. They just show up, and we'll have a line at the road, and we try to park as many cars as possible. I mean, we can accommodate. We have a nice size parking lot, so we can accommodate that very well. And then they come out, get a tag and a saw, and go on their way.
So the process is they check in somehow.
Yes, they check in at the front desk, and you receive a map and a name tag for your tree.
And don't get lost. Follow the map.
Yes, and don't get lost.
You have somebody there to make sure that they
well,
are in the
right
field?
Well, the guy's in the truck, and they're there.
Make sure they don't go to the wrong field.
Right, exactly.
And this guy over here, Ron Russell, he would go to the wrong field there, to get the tree he wanted. All right.
We do have our fields labeled, so that does help out, too.
So it's like a mad dash.
Mad dash. Who can get there first?
Have you ever had to break up any disagreements over whose tree was what?
Second, third weekend, maybe, but that first weekend, everyone's in the Christmas spirit. They're ready to get out and just have a great time.
So what are the popular heights of the trees?
Popular heights are really the 8 to 9 footers.
Okay.
We do go up to about 11 foot.
Okay.
So I would say 8 to 11 footers, we have a large quantity of those. So, but then we have the 6 footers too. I'm more of a 6 to 7 foot kind of person.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't have to use
a
ladder to decorate.
And the older you get, the shorter the tree you want.
Exactly,
I can assure you that.
Exactly. One family came out and got like a 12 foot tree. That next year, they got a 7 footer.
I bet they did.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were like, no.
Yeah. Well, I could tell you the story here about one year when I got carried away. I got a great big tall tree and I put it up. Had it tied up and all this kind of stuff. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, there's the alarm in the house goes off. And there's this big crash.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the whole thing had fallen. Ornaments and everything. That's a whole other story.
Oh, well.
So you obviously have an established clientele.
Yes.
Are they basically York County residents that come, or are they from everywhere?
I mean, they come everywhere. I mean, we'll have a Florida family that comes. They're there for the holidays, and they have taken a tree back with them numerous of times. So, but it's mostly York County, and then we're right where Charlotte, we get Charlotte traffic, we get Fort Mill traffic, we get, you know, Clover traffic, Shelby, all of that.
Something.
We're in a good center location.
And I imagine you've got a website that tells everybody about
this
stuff.
Yes, we do.
What is it?
PenlandChristmasTreeFarm.com.
PenlandChristmasTreeFarm.com.
Yes.
All right. So right now, at this time of the year, here we are in September.
Right.
What are you doing? Just watching the trees grow?
Yeah. Oh, no, sir. throughout the year, we're doing mowing. We are doing weed control where you don't let the weeds take over your baby trees. So we do have to control that. Leland cypress do have fungus that can get in them. So we have to spray the Leland cypress every 2 weeks the fungus doesn't take over the tree. So, and then in a couple weeks, we start shaping. We have to shape our trees twice a year. So
this is where you put
them. This is where we give them their unique look with that triangle shape.
I
so,
see.
And that takes my husband and I and my son My youngest son, well, he's 18.
and with all the cuttings, you make some wreaths or stuff with
that? We do make fresh wreaths. And so we have fresh wreaths for sale out there. We have a treasure barn with my parents do that, and they have unique little treasures in their treasure barn.
Isn't that something? Well, good for you. So the maintenance on, once you've planted this tree, you have a regular system where you've got to go out, as you say, and get the weeds out, do some spraying, whatever?
Yes. We have something, you know, I'm there, you know, 5 days out of the week mostly, and then sometimes 6 days out of the week. And it's just a lot of maintenance. So the trees just don't grow. You can't just plant them and then just watch them grow. I mean, it's a year-round job.
Isn't that something? That's interesting. So by the time Christmas comes,
yes.
Are you saying, bah humbug, I'm not even interested in Christmas?
I know. Well, my daughter, she gets on me. She said, Mama, we got to get our Christmas tree up earlier than a week before Christmas. So we have started getting our tree a week before Thanksgiving so we can have at least Christmas at the house, too.
Everybody's exhausted and falls asleep.
Exactly. Because we're open 7 days a week right after Thanksgiving.
Oh, I bet you are.
Yes.
Non-stop.
Non-stop.
If you're selling 3,000 plus trees out of there, you gotta.
Yes.
That's a bunch. That is a bunch of trees. Well, that's great. I'm glad we had a chance to learn about this. And you're located where again?
In York, off of Campbell Road. You can do 274,
right.
And then 274 Campbell Road's right off of 274 right. Or Parham Road.
Parham Road. Good old Parham Road. Very popular.
Yes.
Okay, so we're here to talk about something besides Christmas trees.
Yes, talk about the York County Livestock Show.
All right. I know nothing about this.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you're here because I got a buddy by the name of C.W. Sin, who's trying to bring me into the agricultural world of York County, which is fascinating to me because I don't know a whole lot about it.
Oh, yeah.
So here we are. Livestock. What is this show?
Livestock. We have been having a show since 2002.
Ooh.
So that's 21 years. So, and I have been involved with my children all showed livestock growing up, and they have aged out of it now. So I did not grow up showing livestock, but my children have. So this is what got me involved with the committee. And the livestock show is where we have a chicken show, a dairy show, a horse show, a goat show, and a beef show. Youth come out from age 5 to 18, and they present their animal and show it in shows.
All right. So let me go back here. Okay. So we have farmers from all over the place. Is this open to everybody or just York County?
Yes, it's open to everyone. So everyone in South Carolina. So we have a popular Lawrence County, a lot of them show, and they come all different counties.
So you would say, how many roughly participants will you have?
We have 82 participants this year.
82 participants?
Yes.
Are they doing multiple showings or?
Yes, some of them will show dairy on Friday night at 6 o'clock and then turn around and bring their horse Saturday morning at 9:30 and show their horse. So usually kids who show livestock, they show one or two animals. So.
And this is, when is the show?
The show is Friday, September the 8th. And it starts at 5 p.m., and that is the chicken show.
Okay.
And it's so fun. I mean, these youth have raised their chickens since they were little, and they have a six-month-old chicken, and they show it. They put it on a table and show the qualities that chicken has. And then at 6 p.m. on that Friday night, we have a dairy show.
Uh-huh. So and this is going all day. You would do this whole thing on the 8th.
Yes. And then Saturday, September the 9th, we start with the horse show at 9:30 a.m. And then we go into the goat show at 10 a.m. And then the beef show at 1 p.m.
What was that last one?
Beef.
Beef. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Beef show. Gee.
So all of these children are mostly 4-H and FFA members.
Okay.
And this is, they have raised their animal, and showing their animal.
Now, is that part of the requirement? Do they have to demonstrate that this is their animal? They just didn't pick it up someplace?
Right. Majority of these kids, they received their animal or raised their animal since they were, born. And then they get to show it. When I say show, I mean we have a showmanship class for all of these classes of all these animals. And showmanship is showing the judge how you present your animal and how you present yourself. So there's certain ways that the judge wants an animal to look and stand and walk and everything.
They want to be brushed.
And brushed and washed and cleaned.
Yeah.
But then the judge is also looking at you, learning how to speak eye to eye with someone, learning how to answer the questions, make sure they're knowledgeable about their animal.
You know, that's interesting that you bring that up, because we've had conversations around the table here a number of times about the art of eye-to-eye contact.
Yes.
And how that's being lost in the younger generation because of these stupid cell phones that everybody
has. Yes.
I mean, it's very true. I mean, it's hard for some of the younger people who are always looking down to look up at a human being.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you're training to do the opposite.
Yes, they are trained to do the opposite. And I will tell you, I have three children, and they started showing when they were 6 and 9 years old. And their eye contact and able to carry on a conversation with someone. And I give it all to showing animals.
Isn't that
something? I really do.
Wow. All right, so this is just open for kids, is that correct?
Yes, 5 years old to 18.
5 to 18.
Some shows in different areas do have a adult show, so the parents get to show, and that's kind of fun.
So let's say the 7 year old has to compete against the 18 year old?
Well, no, they're split up in their age groups.
Ah.
So in showmanship, you are with children your own age.
Okay.
But we have a different, you have showmanship and then you have like a market class, and a market class shows the animal off, the muscle build, the the care of it.
Well, so who
the
are the judges for this?
The judges are all over South Carolina, so I have been given a judge list, and it's just really hearsay too, I know my children grew up showing meat goats, so I know people who judge the meat goat.
That's something. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So these young men and women, and I'm sure they're pretty well mixed,
right?
Oh,
yes, they're very mixed.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So these young men and women, they're kind of working on this. They're not doing this in a day or two. They're working on this for months.
No, exactly, because let's say with the dairy, a cow is not going to walk with you. You have to train. A goat is not going to walk with you. It's going to look at you and go, you're crazy. So you have to work with these animals every single day to get them to follow you and get them to trust you.
And there in itself is a good life's lesson.
Yes, exactly, because all these children are caring for their animals at home or at their school. They're feeding them. They're watering them. They're working them, walking them.
Responsibility.
Responsibility.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Great. Well, we have to take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week here at Substation 2. We will not be open on Monday, which is Labor Day. But between now and then, people come in here all the time. And why do they come in here for fresh subs and salads? At the count of three, we're going to tell you. One, two, three.
Slice, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Alex, the turkey and ham at Substation 2 seem really popular.
Absolutely. They're all natural meats, no nitrates or added ingredients, 98% fat-free, only the best turkey and ham for salads and subs.
Slice, 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 garden. Substation 2, Jared Road across from Winthrop, now serving Diet Dr. Pepper.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Now open, the new Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Featuring personalized and comprehensive obstetrical services, 24/7 emergency care, and skilled surgeons who know the importance of getting to know you and your family. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Providing care for the Fort Mill community by your local community. Care that feels like home, close to home. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/Fort Mill.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Relax with a certificate from Founders Federal Credit Union and maximize your earnings. Whether you're saving for a down payment, planning for retirement, or simply growing your nest egg, Founders has great dividend rates. Get guaranteed returns and the security you deserve with terms from 12 to 84 months. Enable Dividend AMP to transfer your quarterly dividends into your Loyalty Select account, our highest yield savings account. Open a certificate today. Visit an office or foundersfcu.com to learn more or apply for membership. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Slice, slice, slice. Yard, yard, yard.
It's the only way that Substation 2 makes fresh subs and salads. All their meats, cheeses, and vegetables are sliced fresh right before your eyes. It's no wonder people keep coming back to Substation 2.
Slice, slice, slice. Yard, yard, yard.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Allison Moses is with us. She is on the committee of the York County Livestock Show Committee, and they got a show coming up here that starts on the 8th of September, and it runs through that weekend, I gather.
Yes, it's September 8th and Saturday, September the 9th.
And they show everything, goats
yes.
and cows and
chickens and beef.
You got it.
Yes.
So where the heck is the show?
Okay, the show is located at Stone Ridge Farm in Rock Hill. It's Stone Ridge Farm, 700 Triple Creek Road in Rock Hill, for South Carolina, 29732. So they have a wonderful place out there, plenty of parking. We have it's free admission. No charge to get in.
Right.
You're welcome to walk around and look at all the shows that are going on. And you can come out and support our concession stand. So, like I was saying, our show is self-funded. So, our show runs by sponsors.
Yeah,
so,
right.
It's just by sponsors.
So, who are some of your sponsors?
Some of the sponsors are, of course, Pinland Christmas Tree Farm.
Can't imagine.
Yes.
Okay.
And then... we have Comers, and we have Black's Peaches,
yeah.
a lot of places in the community here.
Right. Good. Stone Ridge Farm in Rock Hill, 700 Triple Creek Road.
Yes.
That's it. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And one other thing is majority, you know, of the exhibitors are 4-H and FFA, so any of the money that is raised goes back to these children, you
yeah.
know, for their show, and that's important.
So how many people are involved with 4-H and FFA?
Oh, my son's an FFA president in Clover, and they had over 60-plus members that came to their first meeting the other day. So
great.
That was exciting, and York has a wonderful FFA program also, and Clover Middle in Clover and Oak Ridge Middle in Clover. They both have a middle school program that is going on.
Yeah, now you were telling me that these two school districts have got, I mean, do they have facilities where the kids can...
Well, in Clover, yes, they do. They have a barn, a greenhouse. Clover Middle just got a barn, and they have... You know, at both locations, they have pig pens. We do a pig project each year, too, a swine project. And then York is not able to have a barn, I don't think, but they have a huge greenhouse. They do a lot of greenhouse sales.
So is this like one of the clubs that they have in the school?
Yes,
that the
one
kids
of the clubs at the school. It's called FFA, yeah. Future Farmers of America. It's been around for a very long time.
So, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, what's always intrigued me about York County is how different we are. We have an urbanized part of the county,
yes,
which is where we are, mm-hmm. and we have an agricultural part of the county.
Yes.
And you just learn lots about what's going on that I don't know about.
Right.
So, you know, in this crazy world we live in today,
mm-hmm.
where the younger generation is not big on joining stuff,
right.
Particularly young adults, they don't want to join. They don't want to pay dues. They don't want to do that.
Right.
You struggling at all with membership for these clubs?
With the memberships, what I see and what I'm involved with, you know, I don't see that struggle. I mean, the kids want to come out and have a good time and everything. And then a lot of the parents, they see the better qualities their kids are presenting. And their parents are seeing that they're not on the game station, whatever it's called, for 24 hours, you know.
Yeah.
They are outside working with their animals or outside planting plants and stuff.
You know, I can remember being in high school and how kids are, you know, how they like to pick on each other for
yes.
this and that. I'm just wondering, do any of the kids who are a part of these programs, the
mm-hmm.
4-H program or the FFA, do they get any peer pressure from any of the other kids that are in school because they're doing agricultural stuff while the others are playing on their phones?
Well, I have not seen that. You know, my kids haven't, you know, I have one still in high school, and he's never really said that to
Good.
Me or anything.
Good.
But, you know, I see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
But.
All right, so let's run this thing down again
yes.
because we're going to run out of time. The location is Stone Ridge Farm right here in Rock Hill at 700 Triple Creek Road.
Yes.
And it's going to be on the 8th and 9th of September, starting on the 8th at 5 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
And then we run through each of these categories.
Yes.
And each category is subdivided by age group.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, they're with their specific age group in their showmanship class. And then when they go into their market or breeding class,
right.
they are split up by weight or how old the animal is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Admission is free.
Admission is free.
Open to everybody.
Open to everybody.
And don't miss the concession stand.
Exactly. The concession, they have the wonderful French fries.
So tell me about wonderful French fries.
Yes. They serve hamburgers and French fries.
Ooh.
And they added French fries a couple years ago, and that has been a big hit.
So Ron Russell
put some chili on them and stuff. And they're wonderful nachos, and they're fresh baked goods.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
And all the money basically goes back into the
yes,
program.
Yes, all the money goes back to the program, to the livestock.
So what have we missed? Is there anything here we've missed that we need to get out in the last minute of the show?
Well, I'll tell you, first place in showmanship, for senior showmanship, we give a $250 scholarship each year.
Ooh.
So the first place in the showmanship for each animal group gets a $250 scholarship. And I think that's a wonderful way that businesses can show their support, too.
Absolutely. And again, sponsors make a lot of this go on happen.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know whether you have a list or not, but you don't.
I don't have a list with me, but they are, you know, a lot of the sponsors are through the community and
Good.
Families, too.
Good.
There's a lot of families
Wonderful.
That just give.
Okay. You heard it all here. It's the York County Fall Livestock Show coming up on the 8th and 9th of September at the Stone Ridge Farm in Rock Hill, 700 Triple Creek Road. Be there. Free admission. Great concessions. A lot of fun. Allison, thank you so much. You've done a great job.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget Pendleton Farms for those Christmas trees.
Yes.
Be amongst the masses that are there to get the first tree
exactly.
on the day after Thanksgiving. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right. Somehow we do something here at Substation 2. Involves food. It's pretty good. And we'd like to tell everybody like what it is, all right? So at the count of three, let's bellow it out together. One, two, three.
Slice,
slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.